Okay, good morning. We are our Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Today we're going to start Tav Kuf Lamed Gimel. That's where we left off, right? No.
Oh, boy.
Take two. Tav Kuf Lamed Dalet.
Yeah.
Dine Kibus B'Chol HaMoed. Okay, so here we're doing laundry. Can you do laundry on Chol HaMoed? All right, so we all know it's an issue. So let's see inside. Aleph. Ein mechabsin b'moed. Halach is clear from the times of the Mishnah, written obviously from before, but written in the Mishnah, b'chulei. We're not allowed to do laundry. Chazal made a gzera. Why? So that we don't enter Yom Tov with dirty clothing. We want to have our Yom Tov and Moed with clean clothing ready to go. Ve'elu shemechabsin. And the following, Chazal also, within their gzera, they gave a heter. Similar to getting a haircut. Haba Medina Sayyam, one who comes from traveling. Okay, Vahayotse Mibeit HaShivya, and someone who comes out of being a captivity, hostage, Mibeit HaAsurin, from prison, Umenude, Sheitir Lo Chachamim Baragel, and someone who is a Nidui. And so only now he's able to do laundry in Chol HaMoed. Umisha Nadar Shelo Lechabes, someone made a neder, I'm not going to do any kind of laundry. And then he was getting tired of wearing dirty clothing and smelling. As v'nishal b'regal v'tirolo, and then he was able to undo his neder only during Chol HaMoed. He could have done it before, maybe, but he didn't. And this is when it happened. Okay, so in these cases, you're allowed to on Chol HaMoed to do laundry. Umitbechot ayadayim, also, I guess your hand towels, things that you're always washing. Using a lot of umit bechot hasaparim, also another type of towel that's being used all the time. Perhaps it's referring to the ones that when you get by a barber, it's put on your chest. But or it could be whatever the pshat is, covering books, whatever it is. These are towels that are constantly being used, changed, and laundered all the time.
Or maybe it's
hasfarim. Umit, I think to cover them. Umit bechot hasafar. And these are towels that that they use when they come out of the Beit Merchatz. Big day, ketanim, and little children's clothing, because it's always getting dirty. Dirt, food, or urine, or whatever, excrement, whatever it's getting dirty with, and sullied. So then, okay. So all these things, because they weren't gozer in a case, where it's known that you're constantly laundering them every day, every other day, every third day, whatever, and it wasn't part of their gzera. Okay. Who else? Uba'alat haketem shenimtza b'moed. And a person who has, really refers here to a woman who has a stain, I guess from the period, and she sees it on moed, and she needs to get rid of it. So that also wasn't included. Umisha eino ela chaluk echad, and also someone who only has one set of clothes. So in those days, just important to keep in mind. Again, I don't know exactly; I wasn't there. But apparently, in those days, they would wear the same clothing that they had for days or weeks at a time without laundering them. So it was no big deal. Maybe they had two, three outfits, but whatever, it would last a number of days, and it was never
Poor.
It depends on where they were. But I'm saying in general. So in general, they had, let's say, usually more than one item to wear, but it would last a long time. So when Chazal made the gzera not to do laundry, it made a lot of sense in those days, because they had, if they only owned two or three clothing, that's fine. It would last them for a week or two or three. And it would not be an issue. They'd make a gzera. Do your laundry before Yom Tov, and you will never have an issue about not having enough laundry during the Moed. Except a person who only has one type of clothing. A person who only has one type of clothing, one set of clothes, then it's normal for, one day it's going to get dirty, and then he's going to have to, even if he took care of it before Yom Tov, he's going to get stuck, he's going to need to launder it again. So that's why they made a heter for someone who only owns one clothing. Also, just interesting to point out, in those days, laundry was generally a big job, a difficult job. It wasn't just the push of a button. I mean, nowadays sorting and folding takes time, obviously. But in those days, besides what we do nowadays, they had to go travel or walk to the river with their out with their clothing, and then scrub away with their detergent, and it was all done publicly, and it was a bigger thing. So okay, so just something to keep in mind. V'kula mechabsin kidarka nefilo beneter v'aha. And once it's mutter, you're allowed to do it with any kind of detergent, not a problem, and soap, whatever. V'farhesya al gabe hanahar. And you're allowed to do it v'farhesya al gabe hanahar, because either that was the only way it was able to be done, and it was, some say nowadays, it can't be done v'farhesya. But anyways, the halakha was written, they're allowed to do it in public by the river, and because that's the best way it could be done, and it was mutter for them, and that's okay. Now, right, so it was noticeable. Okay, fine. So all these items are well known that they get laundered every single day. Or if you're in the case of chaluk echad, since you only had one robe or one shirt to wear, you would take it off and you'd be not exactly half naked, but either a little bit of that, or you would wear your outer garment or like a coat and tie it funny. However, in other words, or all these cases, you come in Medina Sayyam or from prison, these are all cases where everybody knew. So that's also why it was mutter. Okay, very good. Haga, mihru. We're going to quickly review a couple details when we finish the Rama. Haga, mihru. Lo yechabsu rak hatzarich lehen. Now, Chazal said, for these cases, you're allowed to do laundry. But you're only allowed to do laundry on the stuff that you're going to need for Chol HaMoed. Dehainu, chaluk echad. In other words, just one chaluk, because that's all you're going to need. Perhaps if you know, looking ahead, you're going to need two more before Yom Tov is over, so I believe you can do both of them at the same time. But okay. Miru. Bigdei haketanim biyoter. Now, the clothing of bigger children. Dehainu otam shemalafim mehem shtinim mutsim
re'ivan.
Oh, ketanim biyoter. Thank you. They're very small, and they're really getting it really dirty. So those are the ketanim that muter lechabis arba'a v'chamisha b'pa'amachas. So those for sure you can do four or five at a time, because they're going to need four or five within the next couple days, or the same day, or whatever, a few days ahead. So that's not a problem, like I would suggesting before. Kitzarich laharbe mehem kol rega, because you always are going to need a bunch of them at any moment. In other words, you're allowed to do what you need to do, letzarach hamoed, and only letzarach hamoed, and not extra. Once you're doing laundry, to do a little extra, so you have a couple days worth after Yom Tov, after the holiday's over. No, only for what's mutter for Chol HaMoed, or what's likely to possibly need for Chol HaMoed, like when you have a bunch of ketanim. V'hada mutter lechabis befrahesia, when do we say you're allowed to do laundry publicly? That's haynu davka kesherochets agav hanahar. That's when you do it agav hanahar. Mishum de mit kabes yoter yafeh agav hanahar. So the Ramah says, you can only do it publicly if you're actually going to go to the river, because Chazal know you need the river. That's where it's done. And so then we let you do it befrahesia. Otherwise, if there's no reason to do it, if you're not using the river, there's no reason to do it befrahesia, so do it. Aval. Yimena chobes al gabia nahar. Leichabes rak betzina velo befrahesia kain nir li. Ramah says, I believe that's what makes sense, and therefore, nowadays, I've never heard of anyone washing laundry by the river. So in cases when it's mutter, certainly we should do it indoors. Or perhaps not a laundromat, if you call that befrahesia. Okay. Fine. A couple of points here to point out. Now, I just want to read this because it's going to come up. From the Mishnah Berurah, I think it's okay, it may be from the Magen Avraham and others as well, but let's see. And this is in Dalet. Hatam should, why are we allowed to do mitpachot yadayim? Hatam should darkad nitlach leich taketh, because they always get dirty right away. Even if you were to do laundry before Yom Tov, it would get dirty again during Yom Tov right away. So lachein afilu sheish lo harba mitpachot mutar lechabson. Even though you have a bunch of hand towels, the halacha is clear and it's just straightforward. We allow you to do them. The tzarich lekol yom mitpachat acher. Every day you need another towel. Achein lefi mashanagu. Okay, then he goes on to say, but maybe nowadays. Shabbat. But now, if you're only going to change your towel from once a week, so then he suggests, if you only have two, then you shouldn't do them on Moed because two will last you. Okay. So that's the question about hand towels or things that maybe you do a little more often. Okay. You know what? Let's read the next one. One second. Fine. Let's read Bet. Kol kalei pishtan mutar lechabsan. So now the Shulchan Aruch writes, and if I remember correctly, I think it's from the Gemara, right? I think it's, yeah. So there, the Gemara writes, any kli pishtan, anything that's made from linen, you are allowed to launder on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because they would get dirty very easily. And you would always have to wash them every day, every other day, I don't know exactly, but it was a common thing you had to wash them. And therefore, they weren't gozer. It's in the same category, those kli pishtan is the same category as mitpachot yadayim, which is mutar lechatchila. And they're easy to clean. Very good. Okay, so let's keep reading. V'lo nahagu kein. But the minhag became not to be mekel even with linen. We don't do laundry during the week, during the week of Chol HaMoed. At least not for gedolim. V'hav le dvarim hamutarim, v'acherim nahagu behem iser. So really, it's mutter. But we acted it through a minhag, it became aser, and therefore, iyata rashay la'atira mifneim. So we're not allowed to be meiko, and to do it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but klei pishtan, even if we're not going to wash them, you're allowed, many say the minhag is, you're allowed to give it to a non-Jew to take care, to clean for you outside your house. Okay, we're going to get, let's discuss a few points in a moment. Okay, now, the other thing that the Mishnah Berurah points out that many also say is, you're allowed to give it to a non-Jew on Chol HaMoed to do for after Chol HaMoed, for after Yom Tov. Okay, to have him do it for you, all your clothing, outside of, forget about linen, all normal clothing that we think, that we establish is usher to do, Chol HaMoed. So we can't do it, we can't have a goy do it for us on Chol HaMoed, but you can give it to him on Chol HaMoed to do after Chol HaMoed. You tell the cleaners to give it to him, take care of it, you know, make it ready in a week from now, and it'll be after Yom Tov.
So, you can give it to a Jew to do that after Yom
Tov. I don't see the problem unless it's going to be an issue of Maris Ayin. I'm not aware of a problem to give it to a Jew either if he's going to do it afterwards, but I'm not sure. Okay. Now, a couple of things that I would love to share. One is, let's say you have clothing that's wet and you want to wring it out or lay it to dry. Right? For sure it's not a problem. There's no, even though there may be an issue of a gzera. Like we have extra gzeras on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, but we don't. Shabbos and Yom Tov, but we don't extend those gzeros of Maris Ayin on Chol HaMoed. All right. They also point out that you're allowed to. In Chazon Avadia, he says by a hotel and a Beit Cholim and a hospital. These places they change them every day and issues of diseases and germs. So therefore you're allowed to, and the norm is to wash them every single day. So in those cases, it's okay. Shomer Shabbos talks about towels from a chola, from someone who is sick. And so also, since of disease or germs, whatever. So therefore, you're allowed to. And Shmir Shabbos also writes, you can even have your laundromat come to you, pick it up, and if you need to, you can even pay him on Chol HaMoed. Just tell him to do it only after Chol HaMoed and after Yom Tov. Okay. We're going to get to clothing in a minute, as far as our everyday clothing. Okay. A couple other things about kibbutz that are important. Now, from the Maharsham, I don't think there's anyone who argues, he points out that for kibbutz, even just soaking in water, if your kavana is you're putting it in water to clean it, to soak it, that's also aser on Chol HaMoed, that's also included. Okay. Even without detergent. Fine. Now, most of the poskim say, let's say a person has a shirt, he's not planning to wash it, but it gets a stain. Well, first of all, if it's a stain that's going to ruin his shirt forever, that's a davar ave, not a problem. And in general, you don't want to leave even cleanable stains or dirt on your clothing too long, because then it starts to set in. But probably a few days will not be an issue, unless you're afraid it's an issue. Now, let's say it's not an issue of a permanent stain. It just, you have a shirt, you want to keep wearing it the rest of the week, and you get a spot on it. So the poskim say you're allowed to clean that. You're allowed to spot clean even with soap and detergent. I saw that in Shmuel Shabbos, Kilchasa, Beramoshe, Chazon Avadia, Ramoshe, Shevet Levi, others as well. Okay? Now, what if you saw that stain on your shirt? That's a small little food stain, whatever, and you want to wash it. You saw it before the Chag, and you had a chance to clean it, but you pushed it off. And now it's Chol HaMoed. So Ramosha and the Shevet Levi said, still, any little stain, Chazal were never goes there, it's not a problem, even a Chol HaMoed. But in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he's Machmer, he says, you should have cleaned it before, during Chol HaMoed, since you could have before, he says it's Aser. Okay, let's see. Now, the poskim do say, though, by a big dik tanim, or a person who only has one piece of clothing, and we let him do laundry. The halacha is, he's for sure allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Let's say you had it before Chol HaMoed, should you have, and you could have washed it before. You have a bunch of big dik tanim, and some of them were dirty before Chol HaMoed, and you had time, or before Yom Tov, and before the holiday, and you had time to clean them. So, the poskim generally say, lechatchila, you should have washed it before, but the halacha is, you're 100% mutter to wash it on Chol HaMoed. Even if you could have washed it before Yom Tov, before the first day, you still have, once it's a mutter, and you're allowed to, even if you pushed it off on purpose, you are still allowed to wash it on Chol HaMoed.
Is it different from Ketem?
I don't know, I don't know. I don't understand the reason to be machmer by the Ketem, but, okay. And who says that you're allowed to push it off? Lechatchila, you're not allowed to push it off. But if you did push it off, you're 100% mutter to do on Chol HaMoed by Big Diktanim or Chaluk Echad. That's the Pischei Tshuva in the name of Tosfos and the Ritva and Rav Klein. Well, others. It's really from the Tosfos and the Ritva and whatever. Menashe Klein is the one I quoted. Okay? Fine. Now, let's say you have clothing. Okay.
18.
Now, let's say you have clothing for Yom Tov. Okay, so basically now the question I want to ask is, nowadays, where people, if you have clothing that you are changing every single day, so our undergarments, most of us change every day, and our outer garments, shirts or pants, so some of us change it every day, some of them wear the same for a week, but usually not more than a few days, but whatever it is. So what's the halacha? So generally the halacha is, do whatever you can to wash your clothing before Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. However, some, Ramosha, for example, writes, you don't have to buy, let's say you only own 3 shirts. And they get dirty, and you're going to need more than 3 shirts for an 8-day or 9-day Yom Tov. So he says, you don't have to go buy more clothing. We don't see in Chazal, you have to now spend money to buy more shirts and more clothing so you have, you know, for every day of the week. Okay, so he says, you don't have to do that. Most of the poskim say, for undergarments, I think all the poskim say for undergarments, it's not a problem. You are allowed to if you need to. The bigger question is, let's say, you're allowed to wash whatever you need, not extra for after Yom Tov, but I think I saw from all the poskim, or if not all or most, the vast majority, that if it's stuff like underwear and socks that you need to switch every day and you run out, so then you're allowed to. There is a little discussion by, let's say, shirts and pants. So it seems to be that most seem to say it's okay as well. Chazan Ovadia says it beferush. Pischei Tshuva says he doesn't want to be matir for shirts and pants. But Pischei Tshuva, though, he does bring the Bera Moshe and Menashe Klein and others, he says that, let's say you're traveling on a road, you're traveling, and you have to bring a little bag or a suitcase, so you have clothing for the day. So Ramosha and whatever, so the different poskim, but most of them seem to say, either you don't have to bring more than you normally bring. Let's say you normally bring two shirts, and then when it runs out, you're gonna wash them. So most of them say you don't have to bring more than you normally bring. That's a Ramosha and Kolomwet Kechilchasel says. Well, you normally do laundry while you're traveling. So you normally just have to bring what you normally bring. But the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Bera Moshe of Menashe Klein who say, well, you should really bring extra so you don't have to, but it's not a chiyuv. Because everyone says, we're not making you, you don't have to make yourself a tircha. You don't have to, you know, if you're traveling, you don't have to start, you know, bringing an extra suitcase so that you have more clothing and pay, if you're on a plane, an extra $100 to go. So that's what most poskim seem to say you don't need to. And again, everyone's going to have their own little hagadara. So, okay. I heard B'Shem, Rabbi Kornfeld, for example, he said, Lamaisa, if you have nothing to wear because all your clothing is dirty, you're allowed to wash chaluk echad. So that's what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. And perhaps, I didn't discuss it with him, perhaps if you know for sure you're going to need two or three shirts before the chag is over, could be you could just wash them at one time, it's much easier, and it's the same thing as chaluk echad. The point is, you're only allowed to do what you need to do, and it does seem to be that nowadays things are a little bit different, since we change our clothing every day, and we don't force you to walk around with dirty clothing. Okay, I think that pretty much tackles that topic. Just before I forget, let me just go over a couple of things here ironing. Are you allowed to iron your clothing with heat? So there, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Chazan Ovadia, Beis David, Shulchan Gvoa, they all say it's mutter lechatchila. Same with polishing shoes. Most of the poskim say it's mutter lechatchila. I saw that in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Chazan Ovadia, Malamed Lohoil, Ramosha. Shmir Shabbos on the bottom does quote Veshem Chazan Ish that says the minhag is to be machmir. So I don't know, I guess it's polishing shoes. The only Chazan Ish was on the. But again, you have to see what the minhag is. But Mikar Din, it seems to be that both are 100% mutter, and it was never part of a gzera. Okay, cleaning dust off of your hat, off of your clothing. Again, the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, Chazan Ovadia, Rav Yashiv, I'll say mutter lechatchila. Okay. I heard quoted from our Berkowitz from an Eish. So he writes, there are some who want to be matir in general with wash, because nowadays washing machines are so much easier. But he says the halacha is from almost all postgame is that there's no difference. Lamaisa, the gazru, vizel. However, we do see that there are many other reasons why it might be mutter to at least do what's necessary for Yom Tov. I did not see anyone inside.
Women don't like doing laundry.
Right.
So it's another reason.
There's another reason not to. Shkayach. Women don't want to do laundry. And very good. But you don't have to buy, it seems to be you don't have to buy extra clothing and you don't have to walk around with dirty clothing. Okay. Let's see, what else do we want to point out? Sponja on the floor. So we learned that the minhag is, by Yom Tov and Shabbos, we don't do sponja. But on Chol HaMoed, everyone seems to say it's mutar lechatchila. You know, even though you're getting rags, so you can use rags, you can squeeze out your rags, whatever, even though the rags are going to get clean while you're doing all this, 100% mutar. Besides rags, you're allowed to clean lechatchila. Okay, and again, we saw this in Shlomo Zalman Arabach, Shmuel Shabbos Kilchasa, Chazan Ovadia, about sponja, it's 100% mutar. Okay, let's go to Gimel. You know what? I think we will stop. Yeah, we'll stop here, and then Gimel anyway really leads into the next Siman.